Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. I am so glad you joined us for this important message today about sacrifice and honoring our parents. Let's open in prayer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who gives us wisdom and strength to honor your commandments. Guide us as we seek to understand your ways and follow your path, especially in the regards of honoring our parents and making sacrifices to do so. Thank you, Lord. In your precious name, Yeshua. Amen. Today, I want to share a personal journey that speaks to the heart of what it means to live out our faith through sacrifice and obedience. I'm facing a situation that many of us encounter in life. Call to honor our parents when it's not convenient, when resources are tight, and when the timing seems less than ideal. I've been called to travel to California to help my mother through a difficult situation. In fact, today I am in California dealing with the situation. Resources aren't readily available for this trip, and the time commitment feels overwhelming. I live in Florida. To drive to California, it's a four-day trip. Yet there was a still small voice reminding me of one of the most fundamental commandments. Honor your father and your mother. Exodus 20:12. This isn't just one of the Ten Commandments. It's the first commandment that comes with a promise that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. When we look at Yeshua's teachings, we see him strongly upholding this commandment. In Mark 7:9-13, he criticized those who tried to circumvent their responsibilities to care for their parents through religious loopholes. He taught that we cannot claim to serve God while neglecting the basic duty of honoring our parents. The Hebrew word for honor, kavod, carries a weight of responsibility that goes beyond mere respect. It calls for action, for sacrifice, for doing what needs to be done, even when it's difficult. This is where the concept of just do it intersects with our faith walk. Sometimes we must step out in faith, knowing that while we don't have all the resources, we serve a God who provides. Solomon, in his wisdom, wrote, "Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old." Proverbs 23:22. This isn't just about listening to their words, but responding to their needs. The question might arise, but how can I do this when I don't have the means? This is where we must remember the promises of our God regarding provision and wisdom. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. That's James 1:5. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory. That's in Philippians 4:19. It's his riches. He has everything. We used to sing a song about he owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He is not short in supply. You know, he can create something out of nothing. He created the whole universe by just speaking, "Let there be light." So he can definitely provide for our financial needs and make a way where there seems to be no way. These aren't just nice sayings. They're promises from our faithful God. When we step out in obedience to honor his commandments, he steps in with provision. This doesn't always mean it will be easy, but it does mean we won't be alone in the journey. My decision to just do it, to make this sacrifice and travel to help my mother, isn't based on having all the answers or resources up front. It's based on the faithful character of our God and the clear direction of his commandments. This is what living faith looks like. Taking action even when we can't see the whole path ahead. And it fits well into our ministry mandate, living out the scriptures of love. Lots of love ministries. We have to live out the scriptures, especially the ones who talk about love. And no greater love has a man than he lay down his life for another. So as I lay down my life for my mother this week and next week during this trip to California, I'm fulfilling the living out the scriptures of love mandate of this ministry. I'm setting an example for you, so you will know how to also live out the scriptures of love. Remember the widow of Zarephath? She gave her last meal in obedience to God's word through Elijah, when her flour and oil never ran out. But stories in 1 Kings 17, 8 through 6. King. Our God is still the same miracle-working God today. In making this sacrifice, I'm not just helping my mother. I'm living out my faith in a tangible way. I'm declaring through my actions that I trust in God's provision, that I believe in his wisdom, and that I take his commandments seriously. For those of you facing similar situations, whether it's caring for parents, making difficult choices, or stepping out faith when resources seem scarce, remember that obedience often precedes provision. Don't wait until you have everything figured out. Sometimes you just need to take that first step of faith. Sometimes you just need to do it. Let's close in prayer. Abba Father, thank you for your faithful promises. Grant us the courage to honor you through our actions, especially in honoring our parents. Provide the resources we need, the wisdom to handle difficult situations, and the strength to follow through. Help us to trust you even when we can't see the way forward. In Yeshua's name, Amen. I know this was a short message, shorter than I normally share, but I didn't want the importance of honoring our parents and making sacrifices to do so while trusting in our faithfulness of our Lord and Savior to get lost in a lot of words. This is a simple yet profound message. And as you just do it, whatever it is that you're being called to do this week, may there be shalom in your home.